Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to 10% Happier early and ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. From ABC, this is the 10% Happier podcast. I'm Dan Harris. Hey, it's Friday, so we're dropping our weekly bonus meditation. And if you heard Monday's and Wednesday's episodes, you know we've been dedicating this week to the themes of grit and resilience. And so we're dropping a meditation today specifically on the subject of resilience, which is a skill that anyone can develop, even you. Our teacher today is the great Sebane Selassie, author of the forthcoming book, You Belong, and also very popular teacher on the 10% Happier app. So here's Seb.
Hey there, this is Sebane. Welcome to this meditation on resilience. Everyone has the capacity for resilience. It's actually quite ordinary, but some of us need to cultivate more of it. I find meditation practice is a great place to grow a sense of resilience by connecting to a positive attitude, resolve, and equanimity. Let's try this together. Find a comfortable posture. Your eyes can be open or closed. If they're open, rest your soft gaze on the floor in front of you. Take a few moments to settle into your body. And let's begin by spending a few moments gathering our awareness and allowing the mind to settle. Take a deep breath in and out to help relax the body. The body will be our primary anchor and area of exploration, so either staying with the breath or connecting to whatever other sensations of the body that are most prominent for you right now. Just being with whatever is happening right now. Our first step in cultivating resilience will be setting a positive attitude in our practice. Often, we can come to practice and begin the process of critiquing or even judging our meditation. What would it be like to actually appreciate everything that's happening now? Whether you have a lot of ease in the body or whether you have some pain. See if you can meet whatever is happening with at least some acceptance. Remind yourself that challenging experiences are also welcome, because they in fact build resilience. Say yes to whatever is here right now. Thoughts, emotions, sensations, welcome your experience. And if something is particularly challenging, can you with friendliness say, yes, this too? And finally, we'll explore this quality of equanimity. In fact, as you probably know, equanimity is this capacity to allow whatever is happening and is built into our practice from the start. You can even say to yourself, allow. Equanimity is seeing what's happening without being caught up by what we see. Equanimity includes starting over in this moment
and then this one. It's helpful to remember that resilience is a natural ability and anyone can develop it. See if you can bring these qualities into your daily life. You can open your eyes now and begin to move your hands and feet. Let yourself reconnect to your surroundings as we end this meditation. Thanks for practicing with me, and I hope you have a great day.
I really hope you enjoyed that meditation. If you're thinking, you know, I really could have kept that going for another 5 or 10 minutes, I encourage you to check out the 10% Happier app, where you will find this same meditation in different lengths to suit your practice. The price you pay for your subscription supports our wonderful teachers and allows them to dedicate their time to teaching these skills of mindfulness, which can be life-changing. As an added incentive, we've got a special discount for anybody who's new to the app. To claim that discount, you can visit 10%.com/bonus. That is 10%, one word, all spelled out, .com/bonus. And if you're an existing subscriber, we thank you for your support. If you like 10% Happier, and I hope you do, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
I'm Shimol Yai, and I have a new podcast called The Competition. Every year, 50 high school senior girls compete in a massive scholarship competition.
I wouldn't say I have an ego problem, but I'm extremely competitive.
All of the competitors are used to being the best and the brightest. And they're all vying for a huge cash prize.
This will probably be the most intense thing you've ever gone through in your life.
I remember that feeling because I was one of them. I lost. But now I'm coming back as a judge and also a kind of teen girl anthropologist. Because if you want to understand what it's like to be a young woman in America today, the competition's not a bad place to start.
Hopefully no one will die on stage tonight.
From Pineapple Street Studios and Wondery, this is The Competition. Follow The Competition on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to The Competition early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.